You're anxious to play that, huh? Should I give you the cue for that?
They're cracking up.
Have any of you watched the show called Family Tree on HBO? Chris O'Dowd plays a man who is actually searching for his family tree in England and leads him to America and other places, other continents, we suspect. We haven't seen that many yet. But he has a friend who is like the perfect, like the smartest guy you ever met at being an idiot. A smart idiot friend. I don't know if you ever had one or been one. I don't know, but this guy is amazing. His name is, what's that character's name? Pete Stupples. It was played by Tom Bennett. And actually inspired this Father's Day thing we're going to do right now, because this character wants to be a dad. He's ready to be a dad. And there's just a little bit to explain that.
But if I meet the right girl, I'm happy to have a baby, and it'd be a little baby, and I'd wear it on a papoose, and then I'd push him on the swings and the roundabouts, then I'd have a go, because I'd still love playgrounds, especially when drunk.
Yes. That's Pete Stupples. Anyhow, that inspired me to think, you know, you run into these guys once in a while, they're really ready to have a baby. It's not just women who feel like, well, I should have a baby. There are guys. Sometimes they're not married or dating or not even remotely close to dating someone, but they want to have a baby. There's that drive to fatherhood. And you realize, I never had this, but I'm told. I found about it afterwards, and I said, oh, I'm going to be a dad. Okay, so that's a little different. But guys like Pete Stupples, who want to have a baby. So that's our Father's Day tribute today, is we want to hear from guys out there who are ready. They're geared up. They're aching to go. They want to be a dad. They want to have a baby like Pete Stupples. And let's hear from you at this number.
The number, I wonder if they gave it to me. I think it's 1-800-942-5669.
It's the same number every year.
Yes, which is also 1-800-WA-NO and 1-800 Yeah. Whack now.
So let's hear from all the Pete Stupples out there who are they're ready to have a baby because they like playing at playgrounds, even, you know, not drunk. Mm-hmm. Finally can do that. That's one of the nice things about having a child is you get to play games and do all the things you did when you were a child once again.
Sobriety.
Yes, yes. That number, once again?
That number, once again, is 1-800-942-5669.
Yes. Okay. And the phone is not ringing.
It isn't ringing.
Well, I notice that it's not ringing right now, but I know there are guys out there who say yes.
Who are ready to be fathers, yes.
It's Father's Day
coming up.
I have dumped
many of them.
Yeah. Maybe some of them could call in.
They should. That number again is 1-800-942-5669.
Do you remember any of the names? Maybe we can track
sure,
them down.
Sure, we can call them up.
Yeah, we could track them down.
Yeah.
Guys, and you weren't ready?
No.
No.
No, I never will be.
Okay, cool. This is not for you, then.
No,
I'm saying this
fatherhood is not for me.
No, fatherhood is not for me. Guys, they want to, you know, this. Afterwards, I was certainly glad that I didn't choose it, but I was very glad.
Yeah, you love your daughters very much.
Yes,
it's clear.
It's a great thing. Yeah. It's a great thing. But some guys seem to know that in advance, that this is, you know, I really want to be a dad, want to have the baby, want to do the papoose thing, and the whole thing. So here's Scott, for example, in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Are you feeling that way, Scott?
Yes, I have been feeling that way. I'm single, 40. I'm divorced. I guess that doesn't make me single. I got to check that divorce box now, don't I?
Yeah, I don't know, really. Okay, so you're single and 40, but you want a kid.
Yeah, and I've had relationships where, you know, I've had lovely girlfriends, but even lovelier kids. Mm. And when those relationships ended, I realized, wow, gosh, really miss those kids.
Oh, yeah. Not the girls so much. So, not the girlfriends.
Well, it's sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
So, and I live quite a ways from my father, so,
yeah.
You know, I'm kind of feeling that this weekend. But that struck a chord when you mentioned that.
Yeah, Father's Day coming up and everything. So what are you doing about it, Scott? What's your plan?
Casting a wide net.
Are you?
Yeah, you know, you just...
I don't know if I'd go that way, you know, that can get you in all kinds of trouble, casting a wide net.
Well, you know, some you throw back, but, you know, you just put yourself out there.
Some throw you back?
Try to be available. And yeah, that actually happens more often.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this, Scott. What makes you think you'd be a good father?
I enjoy their company. I enjoy children's company. I'm often called on to babysit for friends of my generation who have successfully started families.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to be.
Always wanted to be. Even when you were a baby yourself? Because then it's babies having babies and getting that whole thing. But.
I was a little self-absorbed back then. Yeah. I think I've grown up a little since then. But, yeah, it appeals to me.
Okay.
I'm hoping time isn't running out.
Okay, well, if there's a woman out there who feels the same way, remember Scott, Columbia, South Carolina. Okay, we'll let go of that. Thanks, Scott. Nice to hear from you.
Enjoy the show for many years. Thanks for letting me on.
Thank you. Bye. Pepe?
Yes.
How are you?
Wonderful. And yourself?
I'm pretty good, thank you. In Dalton, Georgia.
Georgia,
yeah. Yeah, do you feel this way, too? Like you really would like to have a kid?
Well, actually, I'm now married and do have a kid, but I did go through this my early 30s. I was single, and I'd pretty much relegated myself to being a lifelong bachelor. And then I started getting the pangs of, you know, I would really like to have a kid. But I didn't want to deal with, you know, having to get married, have a relationship or anything.
There's a woman involved. There's a woman involved.
Yeah,
let's face it.
Yeah. But I needed a woman involved to do it. So what I started doing at my workplace, which I won't mention, but at my workplace, I started surveying some of the women around there as to what would be, if they, number one, would consider it, what would be their requirements for having a child for somebody, you know, whether it's artificial insemination or the traditional way,
and traditional, carry
that child. Yeah, and then let me have the child and go about it. And it was very, very interesting. It turned into something, you know, highly interesting to hear all the varied answers to what these people wanted. It was real easy to rule out the ones that said, yeah, well, I figure about $5,000. And I'm like, okay, you're out of the running right away.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Yeah, it went on to, you know, various different things. And I did get quite a few lectures onto the moralities of what I was contemplating. So it was quite interesting.
Did the HR person speak to you at all about any of these conversations? And it's a little, you know, the workplace.
It was a little bit unorthodox for the workplace, but surprisingly, no. In fact, some of the management was part of the survey, and they, some of them found it quite interesting.
So
and lo and behold, you know, about a year later, I met my now current wife, and we have a beautiful 15-year-old son now, and you know, everything worked out, you know, for the best. But it was quite interesting.
Well, that's good. She wasn't in your office though, right? She wasn't from that survey.
No, she was not.
Yeah, and let me ask you this though, Pepe, it was cracked up to be in retrospect?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's like the best thing that ever happened to me, meeting her and then having this child.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
All right. Nice speaking with you. Take care. Okay. Here's Keith in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Keith.
Yeah, hey.
Lots going on in South Carolina.
I don't know. It could be the heat, I guess, down here.
Yeah. Keith, are you having some of these pangs right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm 46 years old, single, never been married.
Yeah.
Looking for a nice Catholic girl, which is very difficult down here in the South.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Or
the Catholic?
Well, the Catholic.
Yeah, okay.
Some of them are nice, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm adopted, so, you know, not knowing my biological roots is that, you know, I want to know if there's something of me left when I go, you know, years from now.
Yeah.
I'm working on my family's history, and I know more about their biological history than they do.
Yeah.
And it sort of got me wondering, so I just, you know, I'm looking, actually, I'm even on cherryblossoms.com and corresponding with someone.
Well, is that a dating site or?
It used to be Cherry Blossoms magazine, you know, where they put, you know, American men up with foreign women, but now it's the online thing.
Yeah.
And I was a Peace Corps volunteer in the Philippines, and I like, you know, so years ago. So
yeah.
But I'm ready. You know, I find that when you're single and unmarried, and you don't have, or even if you're married and you don't have kids, you don't get invited anywhere.
Oh.
Because all of your friends... No, you don't... Because all of your friends are basically married, have kids, So they get together to complain about their teenagers and their kids, yeah. and they have these parties, and they talk to each other at church, but you're by yourself. So, hey, you know, I might get me an invitation if I had kids and I was married.
But you know, Keith, is that a good reason to have a child, to get invitations?
No, but I'm ready to have a family, and my nephews and I have 17 nephews and nieces.
Oh, wow.
So, and I love hanging around kids. I used to enjoy being a substitute teacher.
Okay.
Which really means I love kids.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to settle down and have a family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just really, like,
sounds like you're serious.
Father's Day.
Yeah. Coming up.
You know, and you kind of feel left out. You know,
right.
the priest says, well, would all our fathers stand up in church, all our fathers, and you're the only guy that's not standing.
Yeah. Why don't you stand up anyway, just, you know, get the pressure off?
Well, then I got to go to confession when I'm not married and I don't have a kid.
All right, Keith. Well, it sounds like, and remember, Keith's in Columbia, South Carolina, so I think people can probably, you know, get a hold of you. They hear this, Keith would be, you know, sounds like a genuine and a nice guy. And, Keith, I hope you get your wish.
Yeah, I've loved your show for years. I always listen to it every Saturday. So.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Keith.
Oh, okay.
Nice talking to you.
Goodbye.
Okay, there's Keith. So you want, you know, another example of this phenomenon. And I think it's a little studied or understood phenomenon of men, because, you know, you need a woman is the main part. You know, women who want babies can probably find, you know. Anyhow, Kyle's on the line. I don't know, I'm looking at you and you're giving me this nod, which is not really yes, but in Arcadia, Michigan. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How's yourself?
I'm sorry?
Good. Were you thinking about this baby thing now, Father's Day coming up, and you wish you were a dad sort of thing?
Well, yeah. I think it's a good thing that I'm thinking about it because my wife is pregnant, so we actually have one on the way.
Think quick.
Well, yeah. So due in November, so we're very excited about that, but it's something that we're both really looking forward to.
Yeah, and this is something that you've been anticipating for some time now, you know, finally having a child?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I love the relationship that I have with both my dad and my stepdad and my father-in-law for that matter, too, and so it's, I think, a very important relationship.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's boy or girl or...
No, not to us. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah.
As long as it's one of the two.
Yeah. Or whatever. And well, okay, that's fantastic. So your dream is coming true.
That's correct.
And have you made preparations now? In both in your thinking and around the house for the child?
Yeah. If I'm being honest, not really. Oh. Not yet. So,
you ought to at least cover the electrical sockets. That's the first thing to do, because they like to crawl up in them and crawl into the electrical sockets.
You know this from experience?
Yes. The first thing we did, I didn't know what. I'll tell you something. I mean, I didn't know I was going to be. I was glad to be a father, and in retrospect, I was happy, the best thing in my life, and so forth. But you know what? I went to baby class, and you have to bring a pillow and report to baby class at the hospital. All right. So you bring a pillow.
Okay.
And the pillow is supposed to be a baby. But I'll tell you, I didn't see any relationship between the pillow. And as the time went on, I kept thinking, this pillow is a pain in them. It was nothing like, a baby's nothing like a pillow, you know, so it wasn't helpful is what I'm saying. And then when you come home from the hospital, they give you a little carrier, and we had the carrier, I guess, and they knit a little hat, you know, the little red stripes, whatever they call them, blue stripes, some kind of stripes, knit a little hat for the baby. And come home. And you walk in, and you got the balloons, you know, the baby balloons and all that stuff. You walk in the house, and then you say, like, now what? You know, I mean, it's the strangest feeling, am I right? You remember, you walk in the house with your first baby, and think, okay, what do we do now? This is obviously not a pillow. We can't fluff it up. You know, so, and then you start to, you know, you try to pick up on what you got to be doing. So it's kind of a shocker at first. So I would definitely do the electrical outlets. That's what I'm trying to say.
Got it.
Nice talking to you, though. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Best of luck to you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. We got one more here. James has been waiting in Kansas City. James is in Kansas City, I do believe. All right. Is he?
There's a fellow on there from Columbia, South Carolina, named Keith, and I had a little something to add a little repost to that.
A repost? Yes, go ahead. Is this Rob?
Something different to say.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air now. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Go ahead, Rob. What do you got for me?
Well, Keith from Columbia, South Carolina, said he had 17 nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be a dad.
Right.
Well, I've only got 5 nieces and nephews. And let me tell you what, uncling is the number one job.
Uncling is good.
Uncling's good. Uncle Rob will always be cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Uncle, it's easier because you get to go home afterwards.
Well, you drop them off, you get them all fired up, and you drop them off.
Yeah.
Plus, you give them toys that make a lot of noise or dangerous, you know?
Sure.
Stuff like that.
You got to.
Yeah. You know, mom and dad have to make them do this, do that.
Yeah.
That stuff, homework. Uncle Rob ain't going to make you do no homework.
Uncle Rob. There's Uncle Rob. Yes, and I think you're very right about that. And you're not responsible for their development in any sense of the word, their mental, spiritual, any development.
No, I think I am.
No, you are,
But in a completely different way than their parents are.
Right. In a bad way.
I'll teach my in a bad way, obviously. I'm going to teach you how to make a potato gun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The average parent will not make a potato gun for you. But Uncle Rob will, I'll tell you. I'm packing potato because of Uncle Rob. Thanks, Rob.
Look out for... Yes, sir. Thank
very,
you.
Very good in favor of uncling. All right. Oh, wait a minute, though. We should end on that. It's hard to surpass uncling. And there is no Uncle's Day. You know, if there were Uncle's Day, then we would have something here. But James is in Kansas City. You've been waiting for a while. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you thinking about, you'd like to have a baby?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I really would.
Yeah.
I kind of have 3, kind of, sort of, but not really. I was involved in a relationship with a woman for a number of years.
Yeah.
And we ended that relationship, but I maintained a relationship with the 3 kids.
Oh, that's good.
So,
So
I've already been through the, you know, the teenage years with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've never, and the youngest was 3 when I met his mother. But our relationship ended, I don't know, probably about after 4 years.
Uh-huh.
But I've maintained a relationship with him now.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to go see the youngest daughter.
Uh-huh.
So, newborn baby.
Yeah.
But I really would.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I enjoy it. I enjoy, kids, I think I'm good with them, you know. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had my own yet, so it's hard to know.
Yeah, so you have fathering instincts. You can do fatherly. You like being with kids and helping them, teaching and learning, and being there for them, and all that kind of stuff. But you just need the kid.
Yeah, I enjoy
basically.
It.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Right.
Doing, you know, the Derby and Boy Scouts, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And you know, I like to cook, so even like baking stuff.
Yeah.
You know, for the school things, I got to do that for a while, so that was fun.
So are you actually looking now for a way of doing this?
You know, I've never been married, and I'm not really involved in a relationship.
Oh.
I'm keeping my eyes open. You know, part of the problem is most of the women that I meet now have had children, and they're about, you know, done.
They're done with that.
you know, they've had enough of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well... Yeah, I've met women who are done with that, too. My wife is one of them.
Exactly.
Well, James, I wish you well. Maybe join a club or an organization or something and, you know, keep your options open. You know, sometimes you got to get married to have a kid, you know.
Right.
You know, don't rule it out, I'm saying.
I can always be like Tony Randall, right?
Like Tony Randall?
I think he had a kid in his 80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, be like Tony Randall. That's what I was going to say. Thanks, James. Nice speaking with you.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you all for calling in. Fathers and wannabe fathers on this Father's Day coming up.